Members of the ensemble Primi Toni were conducted by Nicola Lamon, who was actually our harpsichordist in that performance. You were just listening to Natividad Tua by the Italian organist and composer Francesco Usper. He lived from 1561 until 1641. Well, good morning. The time is 1 minute after six on Wednesday, December 18th. And you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries. I am your host for this program, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today all the way until 1 p.m. That was an anonymous 15th century Hungarian Alleluia, Fuit Virgo, Virgin Full of Grace. You heard Anonymous 4 in that performance. Once again, that was music from 15th century Hungary. We are going to move on now to a selection by the Italian composer Chiara Margherita Cozzolani, who lived from 1602 until 1678. She was a nun at Santa Radegonda in Milan and published several collections of music. We are going to listen now to the Magnificat from the Vespers of Chiara Margherita Cozzolani, as performed by members of Cappella Clausura, conducted by Amelia Leclerc.
Thank you.
Music by the Italian nun and composer Chiara Margherita Cozzolani, who lived from 1602 until 1678. You were just listening to the Magnificat from her Vespers as performed by members of Cappella Clausura. Emilia Leclerc was the conductor. Once again, music of Chiara Margherita Cozzolani. Well, we will be listening to a major work by the author of the first French Dictionary of Music. We will get to that after this anonymous English medieval setting of Angelus ad Virginem as performed by New York's Ensemble for Early Music, conducted by Frederick Renz. That was an anonymous English medieval setting of Angelus ad Virginem, as performed by New York's Ensemble for Early Music. Frederick Renz was the conductor. I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on this extended early music edition of Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist as well as the MP3 audio sound files will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. We are going to proceed now to a major work by French composer Sébastien de Brossard, who lived from 1655 until 1730 and was one of the first in France to write sonatas and sacred cantatas. He was also the author of the first French Dictionary of Music. We are going to listen now to the Mass on the fifth tone for the Festival of Christmas, as performed by Les Pages et Les Chantres de la Chapelle, along with Le Mercure Galant, conducted by Olivier Schneebeli. Once again, this is music of French composer Sébastien Debrossard.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
That was the Mass on the fifth tone for the Festival of Christmas by French composer Sébastien de Brossard, who lived from 1655 until 1730. In our performance, you heard members of both Le Page et Le Chantre de la Chapelle, along with Le Mercure Galant. Olivier Schnibelli was our conductor. Once again, music of French composer Sébastien de Brossard. The time is 6:50, and we are going to conclude the hour now with the work of the little-known Italian composer Gaetano Maria Schiassi, who lived from 1698 until 1754. He was a violinist who wrote a small amount of instrumental music, as well as 11 operas and 6 oratorios. We are going to listen now to the Christmas Symphony by Gaetano Maria Schiassi, as performed by the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle. Alan Francis conducts. Thank you.